This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, I have Guy Baker in. He is the CEO of Mantle Estates. And of course, I must tell you, it's a property company operating in our region, and it has five premises, of course. And I'm going to just remember the five premises. Of course, we've got Thremhall Park in Stansted. Then we've got Elizabeth House in Chelmsford, CB1 in Cambridge, just down the road here, and King's Court. And the most interesting one, well, actually, they're all interesting, but the one I think is interesting for today, of course, is the officers' mess in Duxford. Guy, lovely to have you here this morning.
Susie, thank you for inviting me to Cambridge 105 Radio. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's lovely. Lovely having you here. We've got some interesting moments, haven't we? But you've got five wonderful buildings that you use as business centres and operators, as you say, in the region. But the interesting one for me today, of course, is the officers' mess. I love Duxford. I absolutely love that place. And you have an interesting story to where it is now, haven't you? So tell us a little bit about it.
Yes. Well, we've been able to successfully convert an interesting historic building into a modern, usable, flexible office centre. We were approached by the Imperial War Museum in 2014. They had taken custody of Duxford, the last and best example of a fighter base, in about the 1970s. Previously, obviously, it had been a World War II fighter base, and then it had been operated by the RAF until the 60s.
We must actually say that Douglas Bader was one of those, wasn't he?
He was. We've got photos of him standing outside the front of the officers' mess.
Yeah.
So, yes, he was there. I think the first Spitfire was delivered to Duxford.
Wow.
And in 1943 to 45, the US Air Force flew Mustangs from there. So it had quite an illustrious wartime history.
Yeah, steeped in history, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely. And you have literally paid homage to it, and you've kept everything as it is. But anyway, I don't want to interrupt you, but go on. I'm just so excited about it. Tell us how it all came about then.
Well, the Imperial War Museum had been using it for the storage of artefacts, and they'd had some conferences and things there, and it had been knocked about a bit. The British Army had practiced hostage recovery in one of the wings, and it was a bit tired. So the Imperial War Museum came to the conclusion that it was surplus to operational requirements, but they needed to find a long-term custody of the building. They knew about our work at Thremhall Priory at Stansted, which is a former Franciscan priory, Grade 2 listed, and we felt that our flexible serviced office offer would be a very compatible and sensitive alternative. And so we worked up a scheme with local architects Cowper Griffith and made a planning application to convert the building from its museum use to a serviced office building. And we started work at the beginning of 2015 and opened it in November 2015. And it's going very well.
At the opening, we must also tell everyone about the opening, because it was a fantastic... I was there at the opening. It was wonderful. The middle part to the building was completely open, wasn't it? And you renovated that. But what was that middle part to the building before?
We call that the heart.
Yes.
And when we took over the building, it was a very sad and grim internal courtyard. And we created a new centre to the building, which is a light, airy, enclosed space. And there we have our reception facilities, we have co-working facilities. You can come in and have a coffee, have lunch. There's a cafe there. And it's very much the centre of the building. And that's the new bit. And all the rest of the building, the two original residential wings and the former anteroom and billiard room and dining room, etc., they have all been sensitively restored and light touch refurbished. So we've got that sort of, you know, comparison of the new bright and airy with the old refurbished space.
Let's go back to the opening, because we had the old, the new, and we had you had a lovely guest that day, didn't you?
Yes, a chap who sadly passed away very recently, but he He's a man called Les Milgate. He was a fighter pilot in the 1950s, and he flew, I think, Gloucester Meteors from Duxford. And he is one of the several people whose histories we have put on the walls of the heart at the officers' mess. But he did a brilliant job of bringing to life living and working at the officers' mess in the 1950s. He was great.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And as you say, you actually in the offices, you've got the card room and the billiard room, which are two stunning meeting rooms. And in the pictures, if you look on the website, which is mantle.co.uk, is that right?
That's right.
You will see under the Duxford premises all the buildings and all the transformation from the old rooms into the new. And you've kept lovely pieces in each room, haven't you?
Yes, we've made an effort to really, really do as little as we needed to retain the historic character. So the building has got a completely new heating and lighting system, but we have kept the old Bakelite light switches. And in the what used to be the shower blocks, we've kept all the old tiles, and it really does feel as if it's the original place. And above a lot of the individual doorways, there were room numbers, room names. There's one called Batman. There's one called Box Room. There's one called Lavs. And we've been able to keep those, paint round them effectively.
Yeah.
And there's one really interesting little bit of history in one of the one of the male toilets. There is some graffiti that was written by an American airman on the grouting around the tiles. It's still there, and it's being disparaging about Adolf Hitler. And you can see it today.
Wow.
It's really good.
That's great. And as you say, you've gelled everything. For, you know, the old, present and future is part of the officers' mess, as with all your other buildings and premises too. But as I say, we're concentrating on the officers' mess. I'd like to know, obviously, you've been talking about the journey through it. Was there anything that you discovered, obviously, the graffiti you discovered as well? Was there anything else that you had discovered about the journey that surprised you about it? How was Duxford with it all? I bet they were totally pleased with your renovation.
We had a really, really strong collaborative relationship with the Imperial War Museum. They are custodians, and they have some concerns. A lot of it is related to the fact that it's got a very illustrious history, but, you know, airmen lived there and died there, so it's very important to them. For us, we needed to reassure them that our use would be sympathetic and compatible. And we have a great relationship with them. You know, they regularly come over and have their lunch there, and it's really good to be working next door to them. As far as really surprising things that during the refurbishment program, I think the thing that surprised me most was that the internal layout of the officers' mess changed a lot. It was originally built in the 1930s. It was part of a standard design by a famous historical architect called Lutyens. He influenced the RAF design for fighter bases, and you will see similar buildings around the country. But the thing I've got plans dated 1930s, 1940s, 1950s, and it really did evolve. And internal layouts and extensions here and Nissen huts over there, and so it really feels like it sort of lived and breathed. And that was quite a surprise. That was quite interesting.
Yeah, no, I bet it was. Thank you, Guy. Now, let's just talk about the actual business centre, because, as you say, we've talked about the fantastic history. What has it got to offer? Because I read somewhere that you've got this fantastic... It's called the heart because it's a new part of the building that you've put in, but obviously surrounded by the old part and all contemporary stuff. Tell us a little bit about it, because you're quite excited about this, aren't you?
We have literally in the last few weeks installed some new co-working furniture in the heart. It's about a 3,000 square foot double height space, light and airy, with a big glazed ceiling. We've got our reception there and our customer care and customer service there. We've got a cafe, which everybody is welcome to come to. So if you're passing, you're very welcome to pop in. And then we've got this co-working area. And this area is designed, first of all, to give our clients who may be using cellularized offices in the wings, which used to be the bedrooms, an opportunity to break out and find a different place to work, or an opportunity to sort of have an informal meeting. But it's also a space that can be used by other people who are not currently customers of the Officers Mess. And it really is trying to give in the modern world the ability to work flexibly and turn up with your laptop and plug in and use our Wi-Fi and really do what works for you. And we can literally give you the ability to use space for 10 minutes or 10 years and anywhere in between. And the other thing we offer is what we call virtual offices, which is really an email address, a location. You can come and use the facilities. You don't actually have to rent an office from us. It really is designed to be as flexible as you want to be.
You also won the Regional Awards 2017 as well. Very impressive.
Right.
And that was obviously recognising the hard work in transforming a historic building.
That's right.
Good one.
Very
like
pleased,
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
British Council of Offices, which is the sort of the litmus test for quality in office development and design, we were the Regional Award winner for refurbished, recycled in our region. And we were shortlisted for the national awards. We got pipped to the post by Land Securities, unfortunately, but
we're
delighted to be there.
And the other thing I was thinking about when you're working there at the Officers Mess, you've got the fantastic idea of actually being able to visit the Duxford War Museum, Imperial War Museum as well.
That's right.
Because there's a little bridge, isn't there, that goes over?
There is.
Just
there is.
For
there's
you guys.
Bridge. Well, the relationship between Imperial War Museum and us is a very good one. People who do go to the to visit the museum obviously use all the facilities that they have there, and we are a little bit separate from them. There is a Bailey Bridge, and I think if you go to the Imperial War Museum's air displays, then you will probably park at the Officers Mess. We hand over our parking to them on those days.
Right, gotcha.
So on those days, you do get the opportunity, yes, to sort of walk around the whole.
But as you say,
experience.
It is separate, which we must get that in time. But anyway, it's lovely that you're on that site. You can literally cross the road, go into the entrance, the admissions, and have that. What a nice thing to do.
And you can go and see all the amazing things they
what
have.
What a lovely place. And what are the futures? Has there been more plans for Mantle, or is it...
We've just opened our fifth business centre at King's Court in Stevenage. We are regionally focused. We have aspirations in the Cambridge area. We're looking at other opportunities with our partners at CB1, Brookgate. But yes, we want to expand our network of flexible space within our region and enable people to have the quality of life benefits of not perhaps having to jump on the train and commute all day every day, maybe going into London just for meetings and using the facilities that we can offer to enable people to have quality of life as well as being close to home, but having all the modern facilities.
And you said yourself, 10 minutes to 10 years, you can have the space for 10 minutes,
yeah,
10 years. It's that flexible.
It is.
And for people that don't have offices but need somewhere, that's perfect, isn't
it? Yes, and it's, I think the main point is it's got to offer you exactly what you need when you need it. And if you find that you want to take perhaps a 2 or 3 person office this month, you're probably a small or medium sized growing business. You're probably quite dynamic. 6 months from now, you might need more space. 2 years from now, you might need more space.
Mm.
So we do not put barriers in the way of people. We want you to come and use the space as you need it, when you need it. And, we don't expect you to sign a 5-year lease and stick with exactly that accommodation for a period of time, because your business is probably more dynamic than that.
Oh, that's great. Guy, thank you very much indeed. Guy Baker, CEO of Mantle Estates, thank you.
Susie, thank you. That was great. Oh, thank you.
Lovely. Really nice. And wish you all the best for future ones too. But as I said, I love Duxford Imperial War Museum, and it's really nice to hear about business space just across the road.